You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Presented by AfterBuzz TV, where integral members of the WWE, Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Christy St. Cloud started their careers. This is Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, the first online pro wrestling show dedicated to all things women's pro wrestling, showcasing news and interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz's own gorgeous hosts of wrestling.
Bonjour, WPW Warriors. You are watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We have an amazing show today. We have an amazing guest. We're going to be doing WPW Star of the Week. Also, all your top stories. But for you guys who don't know, my name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. Now, Sarah the Rebel, she's not in studio with us at the moment. She's actually on her way to San Diego doing something in Comic-Con. I forgot to ask her what she's doing, but I'm sure she's doing something amazing. But nevertheless, great co-host. The American chocolate sweetheart, Evan T. Mac. What's going on?
What's going on, girl, man? I appreciate you, girl. You know what I mean? Setting up all these interviews, you know what I mean?
I mean, I just try to, you know, make us all great.
A little chocolate Barbara Walters in the building, you know what I mean? She be hooking them up. She be getting all the exclusives, man. Man, shout out to your girl, TK.
Thank you. You need to cut that one. That's
For real.
Appreciate it. So, you know, I know you guys just don't want to see us. We have nothing but amazing guests. The Queen of the Night, a.k.a. Big Swole.
Yo.
A.k.a. Ariel Monroe. What's guanin'? I really just went in West Indian.
And you know, I've been chilling.
First off, let's just preface this. So we got Ariel on the phone or on the call before we started the show. You know, she's talking to us, and then she she didn't do it on purpose. Like,
I don't know. She might have, but she flexed that joint.
But that ring though,
that ring is lit.
I mean, you know.
Damn.
Little bling, little something I got off the corner. You know.
Damn. Yo, wow. Cedric, holla at your boy. Man.
Cedric, your brother's cousins, holla at your girl. That's what you need to do.
He got a brother, little light skinned boy named Marcus.
Okay, well if you think sisters with thick thighs, then I am the person to call.
Let me get them digits.
So we saw the wedding pictures. For you guys who don't know, Ariel married Cedric Monroe. How many years ago? How many months? A few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
July.
It was a couple weeks ago, June 29th.
I'm already in August.
Me too. I feel you.
So, me too.
So kind of tell us about that relationship. So I know you started training, or he was one of your trainers, and now you're married. There's some babies. Talk to us about that relationship.
I met Cedric on a whim. One of my friends was like, my friend Robin was like, hey, can you take me to my show? And he's like, I'll give you gas money. And I said, sure, of course. I was living in Goldsboro, North Carolina. He ain't tell me the show was like 3 hours away. Nah, at the time I had a straight six stick shift. So, and he ain't know how to drive sticks. So of course I was driving the whole 3.5 hours. I was hot. So I had on my little scrubs and my Marvin and Martian hat looking bummy. And I saw this dude walk by, and I was like, oh, man, Robin, why you ain't tell me? Dude, you ain't tell me he was going to be here. He's like, nah, stay away from him. You know, that's my boy, Cedric. And I was like, well, I need to holler at your boy. The man is fine, and I needs that in my life. So of course, at the time, I was looking kind of rough. But still, he was like, oh, you know, she cute. I was like, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for good genes. So, fast forward, we moved in within 7 to 8, 9 months of knowing each other. it was quick. It was like that first love at first sight type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, we were like together, and then we had a kid, and then we were like, oh, this is for the long haul. And I'm like, oh, too soon. Reconsider. Like, and then now we're married. It's like 6 years and some change later. I'm like, it passed by like that. Right. Felt like it.
Okay. Yeah, when you're with somebody before you get married, though, like, tell people, like, what's it like being married? It shouldn't be any different, though, right? It's like, y'all already, like, married in the mind, though, aren't y'all?
Yeah, but it's totally different.
Tell me how it's different.
The love is greater. It's stronger. Just when you think it couldn't get any bigger, mm-hmm. it just like a whole bunch of love just all at one time. And you're like, you're crying because you're happy and you're sad that the wedding's over, but you're happy. You have this significant other. And like Cedric was bringing up like, oh, I don't want this to end. He's like, I don't want you to die. And I was like, who's trying to die?
I ain't trying to die.
Why are we bringing up stuff that we never talked about? You know? But now it's like, till death do you part. And he's just like, I don't want to lose you. I was like, well, I don't want to lose you either. Can we just not talk about this?
Yeah, seriously.
So yeah, it's totally different. Wow. It's just, it's the love. It's like, you can't even explain it. It's just this whole bunch of love just in the feels. And it's like I kill for my love.
Okay. So you both are wrestlers, obviously. So how does that schedule work out? And having a kid in the mix.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty amazing because since I'm still on the indies, I'm only gone usually on the weekends, mm-hmm. and he usually is only gone during the weekdays. So it's kind of like an alternating, but I see him, you know, couple times throughout the week, and then on the weekends when he doesn't have house shows and I don't have shows, mm-hmm. kind of works itself out, you know, especially with having our daughter Odessa, you know, it gets a little challenging, but I mean, at least she's smart enough to understand.
Wow. So you guys train together, you guys wrestle together, work on moves together? How does that work out? It's gotta be cool.
Yeah, actually it is. We can be in the middle of watching, like, our guilty pleasure is Smallville. And so we'll be in the middle of watching and be like, oh man, I just had a spot coming. Come here. And I'm like, oh man, I'm tired. He's like, no, just be quick. And next thing you know, I'm in this strange hole. Like, he's got me doing a hair karate in the middle of our living room. And I'm like, I don't even do this in my matches, but I'll do it for you.
Y'all watching like throwback?
I'll be in the middle of grabbing dinner and I'll grab a hole real quick. And he's like, oh, let me work this arm real quick. What else I can do with it? And he'd be like, okay.
Y'all watch like throwback Smallville though? Y'all restarted?
Yeah, we restarted. See, I didn't watch it when I was younger because, you know, I watched other things, like, you know, black TV shows. And so
they got one black person on Smallville though.
Well, he left.
Pete. Pete got into some legal issues. That's why he left. But that's
how convenient.
So did old girl.
Oh, homegirl. Oh, Mac. That's my cousin. Because my last name Mac. That's my cousin. That's my distant cousin right now.
Look, he didn't tell your cousin.
She up to no good, though.
None. Poor baby.
Did you hear about it?
I have no, yeah, I know of the show.
It's Lana's fault. It's Lana's fault. Always her fault.
Smallville, that's my joint, though.
Smallville is that show, though. I mean, we finished watching it we're about to finish on the last season, and he don't want to start it up because we're at the part where Lionel, well, I'm sorry if you ain't never watched the show, but we're at the part where Lionel Luther comes back from that other dimension, and he's like, he pauses, he's like, nope, I don't want to watch it. I was like, you've already watched this. This is for me. He's like, I don't remember this part. I don't want to watch it right now. I'm like, okay.
I love it.
Smallville. Seriously. Make sure you watch it. Yeah. I have it. It's on my... It's
TK, not. Watch that joint, yo.
You watch it. It got me into comics and stuff. And, you know, Kal-El, and I see the little symbols everywhere. And I'm like, ooh, I know that one. And he's like, I'm so proud of you.
Oh.
Now, I did see an interview where it said that Linda Hogan told you not to date wrestlers at all. And you just completely bypassed it. Now you're happily married. Now, do you have a conversation about her, a conversation with her after the fact?
Mm.
No, because my godmother, Jill Rodriguez, she told me that Linda was upset.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not even finna go there. She'll throw a shoe at me or something, you know? Look, it'd be like an Aldo shoe, something that's gonna stick.
So I'm
trying to add no holes in my body. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Now you've had you've had a lot of jobs. So you were in the military. So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You worked at GameStop. You've done a lot of different things. What did you? What have you taken from your jobs that you put into your like your wrestling? Mm.
Well, you know, being from well, being in the Air Force has taught me a lot as far as I guess putting my character, you know, behind me and being quiet a lot. Because before, when I went into it, I was definitely talkative and I said what was on my mind completely. But I went into like a male dominated field. I was a fire truck mechanic and it was a whole lot of men and maybe like three or four women. So it was like a whole lot of shut up and color is what they call it. So I do that a lot when people like say stuff in wrestling and there's a whole bunch of, oh, you need, you know, you need to listen and pay your dues and stuff. I'm like, okay, I can totally get with that, you know, but when the disrespect comes in, they're just like, oh, you gotta let that slide. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, Raquel, hold, don't let nothing slide. So y'all need to get with the program. Like, y'all don't know about me. You know? Like, but that has taught me to, you know, calm down a little bit. And like working at GameStop, as far as that's helped me with marketing. A lot, you know, knowing, you know, advertising and knowing exactly what the trends are and, you know, what's not hot in the streets and everything like that. It's taught me a lot as far as, and as far as making friends as well, because everybody plays video games.
Yeah.
And once they found out that I was the store manager of like GameStop, they were like, oh, you got this, you got this, you got this. I got it. Don't ask me that question no more. And when I mean everything, I got everything. I got every system, everything. Sega Genesis, Genesis X32s, Dreamcast. I got everything.
Lord,
all right?
Now,
everything.
When people, I know you're a huge Whitney fan. So when people kind of get into like that mode where, you know, they just want you to listen and you're like not about that. Do you sing Whitney songs in the back of your head? Like what calms you down?
Honestly, it's... What calms me down is gospel songs.
Okay.
I sing a little bit of gospel inside of my head, or, you know, I'll like listen to my mother's words, you know, and be like, okay, Ariel, look, you can't be out here showing your butt. Cause you know, when you walk outside your house, you representing yourself, but you also representing your mother and you representing your God. So you can't be out there acting a fool.
Yeah.
So my mom's told me that my whole entire life. And I'm like, okay, it's usually when I try to go outside wrinkled. But I applied that to everything, every other aspect in life.
So now your husband's in 205. Has there been any talks as far as WWE or, you know, Impact or Mae Young?
I mean, a lot of talks. I mean, nothing that I can actually divulge, you know, into at this moment, you know.
Okay.
But we've had discussions as far as, like, what would happen if I just so happened to be signed with anywhere, you know, as far as scheduling, because, you know, our daughter will come first and everything. And, you know, it's already hard enough on her just not seeing her father enough.
Right.
So with anything, we'll always take into consideration, okay, look, this is my dream. However, my child is number one, or our child is number one.
So is there any possibility that you'll be in Florida in August?
I live in Florida.
Oh,
all right.
Right around the corner.
Okay. All right.
So how was the Florida SuperCon? Like, have you ever been to a con? Was that your first one, or how was like if it
no,
was?
No, that was maybe like my fifth or sixth.
They're crazy though,
Florida
right?
It's ridiculous. Oh, when I tell you, big up to FSCW. Like, they made me fall back in love with wrestling because, you know, backstage there's a whole lot of politicking going along and, you know, that's just not my style, you know. Like I said, I'm talkative in a sense, and but they made me fall back in love with it because there's such a creative team there, and the fact that they just transferred me over to, they changed my character over from Vixen from DC Comics to Storm. And baby, when I tell you, it's like you get to embody a totally different person. Because backstage, I'm laughing, I'm joking and everything. Everybody knows I'm like a straight fool backstage. But when I put on that outfit, like I am Oro Monroe, I am Storm. When I go out there, it's top model walk. I'm all about the business, you know, very serious matter. And, you know, they just made me their first ever women's champion. So it's
awesome.
It's a lot of fun there.
How we going?
We just went viral with that Jeffrey clip. So
nice.
I'm trying to get you. How we going to get you as Storm in a new X-Men movie, though? Because that's what we need to just go ahead and make that happen.
You know, that needs to happen.
We got to get that out the way.
If they want some sass, I mean, I already know how to fight and everything, you know, so they just need to holler at me and I will do it justice. I know I will.
I have no doubt. Because they be
I'm ITS and everything. You know, I'm thespian at heart. So, you can holler at me.
For real, man. I was looking at it. I was like, wait a minute. They be hiring people that can't even fight to play Storm, though. We got Storm in real life.
Right. Yeah, right. You look, you won't need no secondary person. You won't need no stunt double. I will do all my stunts. I will fight. I beat somebody up with a quickness. And I won't hurt anybody because I know how to work.
Now, so at one point, your daughter was giving some double knees. Has she evolved past that? Is it now a cohesive fighting family? Like, don't, you know, back you guys up in the alley? What's the deal with your daughter now?
Nah, she's still hurting us. We try to not fight so much because we had an incident at the kids club. it wasn't necessarily her fault. It was poking at her and saying that she was, like, you know, stupid and stuff. And, you know, A-Day, she don't play that mess. So they was poked. She said they was poking at her and calling her names. So she clocked them both in the mouth.
I'll let you go. Yep.
Now, mind you, when I was there, I was like, oh, man, you know, that sucks. Mm-hmm. But when we went around that corner, and I was like, look, that's right. Don't let nobody touch you. You know, they just hating because you're a beautiful little lady. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're smarter than the average bear. Like, you're going to probably get this your whole entire life. I mean, I got made fun of my whole life because I was gifted and I was in AP classes, and this was from first grade on up.
Yep. So tell us who you've kind of battled against a lot of folks. Who's your top five as far as folks that you haven't had matches with, and then top five as folks you have had matches with that you'd love to have matches with again?
Let's see. I haven't had, you know, number one would probably be, I would say Tessa Blanchard, because we trained together. Mm-hmm. We were promised a match at PWX, but that didn't happen. Yeah. So, but since, you know, we came up together essentially, like I came up after her, but I would love to have a match with her because we have very similar styles in a sense, as far as training. And, be Savannah Evans, be number two. I trained with her as well. She's awesome, and you know, I always want to wrestle people that are bigger than me, so you know, chop them down to size a little bit. Jordan Grace. Mm-hmm. Let's see who else. I haven't had a one-on-one with Aja Pereira. I tag with her, but I haven't had an actual match with her. And let's see. I'd probably say Dynamite Dee Dee, because no. I believe that there's something special with her. Like, people, you know, people have a habit of, like, only booking people that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, like, I see, you know, the talent, and I see, you know, I watch other people's matches, and I believe that she has something special. Oh, her and Harlow.
Okay.
Dope.
Harlow, yeah.
And then, what about people that you have gone up against?
I would love to have another match with Nicole Savoy. Lil Swole, that's my girl, man. Look, like $100,000. Me and her were like sisters, like from another mister right there. Like, she hits hard, and I love that.
Okay.
Like, you know, but not too hard. Not too hard when I'm mad. But I would love to have another match with her. I would love to have another match with Shotzi after, you know, of course, she heals up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was actually a really good match as far as like going out there with nothing necessarily called. And we just went out there and just murdered each other essentially, but it was great. Kiera Hogan, I would like the rest of her when I'm not terribly sick.
Mm-hmm.
I had that match with her in New York with For Shine, and I didn't know that I had pneumonia and that nightmare virus combined in my lungs, but we pulled out like, there's like a 10-15 minute match. I didn't know if I was going to make it, but I did. So I would like to do one when I'm actually not sick.
Wow.
Let's see. Who else? Who else? Let me have another match with Dementia Rose. I have like some good, you know, when you just think of spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's one of those people where I'm like, got some spots for her. And Vanessa Craven. Like I said, I got this whole thing with tall people.
Wait, how tall are you?
Okay, listen, I'm not 5'4", but we're going to say 5'4½, because that's what I put on my driver's license, because I felt like the spirit was moving in me and making me taller.
Half inch taller. Was
right down. Yeah.
That Holy Ghost movie, though, for real.
So,
Shondo.
So we can. It's safe to assume that there has. I know you can't tell us who has been talking to you, but it's safe to assume that there has been kind of talks, you know, with WWE in some capacity. You know, they might have like a nanny with you guys while you're traveling together with WWE, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we conversate. But, you know, we conversate with a lot of people. You know, and I conversate with a lot of people.
Okay, okay.
All right.
But, you know, well, time will only tell. We'll see. I mean, because, you know, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen, waiting to see what the good Lord going to fall into my lap, you know?
Oh, so there has been some conversations.
Yeah.
Now you're waiting for the deals to happen so then you can sign.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm waiting for some mixtures. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. I mean, because ever since my tryout and the match I had with Nia Jax, I mean, there's always been communication. You know, how could there not?
Okay.
Given my certain marital circumstances.
Okay. So we'll see you in the WWE.
Yeah, that's what I heard. All I heard.
Next, within a few months, yeah, next year at least.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I know.
I hope so. Let's put the fingers crossed and the prayers up.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, I'm just trying to be one of them people that they sprinkle in there, you know?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I mean, I know you're busy. You're a child, you're doing the indies, you know, the husband, everything like that. But our show is known for, you know, making things happen. Not that we make any calls. It's just that whenever somebody says, like, they want to go somewhere, they tend to end up there. So, I mean...
I feel that in my spirit. I'm receiving.
Okay, so we'll see. And just make sure when you get that call, and if you're in Mae Young in next month, that, you know, we might reach out. So, you know, just don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Look, y'all be the first one. I'm like, look, man, you heard it here first. They put it out there. They're like, everybody and their mama going to be trying to get on your show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, you look, best believe there will be a clip. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate it. Like I said, congratulations on the marriage. I mean, I know when people see stuff on social media and all this other stuff, it's like, oh, well, you know, we'll see. For you guys, for some reason, it just seems like it was meant to be.
Absolutely.
So I don't know y'all from Adam. Like, I know you now, and you know, you're gonna tell Cedric's brother about me. But, you know,
hook
other
up,
than
hook
that.
It up, hook it up.
Oh, I got you. We're going to make that happen.
Look it up.
Other than that, we thank you so much for coming on the show. And then, you know, when we see you on Mae Young and or WWE, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, you know, we definitely wish you the best for all of that. And, you know, make sure they have that nanny on point, on deck, too, for you guys.
Oh, real? Yes, look, I need a stipend. Can we make that happen?
we'll add that in the WPW, you know, the universe. Right.
Add that.
All right, thank you so much. Like I said, guys, Sarah is not in with us. She's driving to San Diego, but she left us a little gift. A little star of the week is going to happen. A
little treat.
Thank you.
Our Women's Pro Wrestling Star of the Week is Santana Garrett, winner of this year's Cauliflower Alley Women's Wrestling Award. The highly decorated second-generation wrestler is also the current WOW Women of Wrestling World Champion, and she's a past NWA World Champion and a past Wonder of Stardom Champion and a Shine Champion. I mean, she's just been all of the champions. The WWE faithful may recognize her from the inaugural Mae Young Classic, where she had that awesome headband that I really liked, reminded me of watermelons, or any of her matches on NXT, and she was also Britney on Impact. Wow. Fun fact, she defended her NWA World Women's Championship in Japan, and that marked the first time that championship had been defended in Japan in 36 years, which I think is a long dang time. Our recommended match for Santana Garrett is Santana Garrett versus Jordan Grace, another excellent wrestler. You can find that video by searching Santana Garrett versus Jordan Grace at Battle Pro. It really shows off her skill as like this perky technical babyface, so that's why I've chosen that match.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to hit the news really quick for y'all.
Yeah.
Pro Wrestling News.
All right, TK, the Raw Women's title match set for SummerSlam. Oh, it's all up in the marquee. I see it now. It's Ronda Rousey. It's Alexa Bliss. What are you thinking?
Well, first off, I think, I have a prediction. I think Hulk Hogan's definitely going to make an appearance there.
Really?
Well, they just reinstated him, so I definitely think that's going to happen. One, because and I haven't seen it on the Twitterverse, but I think people who watch wrestling all the time, you know, definitely Ronda is going to draw the people in. But I don't want her to win the belt because she's too new. And I don't like the fact that she can just go and come as she pleases. Oh, like, I'm going to suspend you for 30 days to promote your movie. Like, and I get you're doing live shows. I get you're putting the work. Not saying that she's not putting the work.
Right.
But I feel like you didn't start from the NXT. Get it. Understanding.
Like, yeah, we'll accept that part.
Right. But I want to see you do matches on a regular basis, like every Tuesday or every Monday, all that stuff. So I really, really hope she doesn't get the belt, but then I also feel like they're not going to make her lose. They're going to figure out another way for Alexa Bliss to maintain the belt,
okay.
But it's going to be the same thing that happened with Nia Jackson-Ronda.
Yeah, so with that being said, give me like a finish that protects Ronda if she loses, you know what I mean? But protects her with it. And Alexa winning.
Mickie James interrupting the match. I mean, you can have, oh my gosh, Cat Lady, Tupaz.
Oh, no, Natalie.
Natalia hopping in to save her friend. You can have Nia Jax since Natalia and Nia. So you could have so many possibilities. I don't think this is going to be a straight one-on-one. I don't think so, just because she's just not there yet. She was on Raw, and she was grabbing the... not Raw. She was on Extreme Rules, and she grabbed the top of the trash can and missed that. Did you see that part?
Seen it all.
So, I mean, I get it. She's new.
I seen her almost kill Mickie James, too.
Right.
She was throwing her way too hard,
yeah,
man.
There's a lot of mistakes that are happening, and you're you know, I had this. I play flag football now on Sundays, and I'm used to hitting people, and I almost literally laid out the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it's just like you're so used to doing one thing. You're used to literally kicking people, you know, behind
Ultimate Fighter, you
right.
know what I mean?
And now you have to, you know,
dial it back a little bit.
Just a little bit so everybody's safe. So, I mean, I'm again not hating on Ronda Rousey. I think she's going to do well.
Yep.
And I understand why they're in a really interesting spot.
Yes,
I understand
are.
Why they're doing it. But I think with the advent of Hulk Hogan being reinstated, that he might take away the shine from her. So even if she doesn't do as well, you have Hulk Hogan
fair.
Popping up.
That would be the talking chair. Megan Tony Tone knockouts match added to the Slammiversary. Impact Wrestling announced that the second knockouts match will take place this year. Tessa Blanchard will take on Allie in singles action. This comes shortly after Allie made a return on Impact's losing the knockouts championship under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are your thoughts as far
oh
as...
Oh my gosh, that was such a great match. I think that Allie... I hope Bailey's watching Allie. Because I feel like Allie, she had a really great baby face and she made this turn and it was amazing on Impact Wrestling. Then we saw, I don't know, Allie went on vacation. I don't know what happened. Allie was gone for a while. So I feel like, you know, we don't know what necessarily happened to her. I'm sure it wasn't an injury. I didn't hear it was an injury. But I think this is going to be definitely a great match. Tessa is doing amazing on Impact. She signed a crazy contract with them because she's just that good.
She is.
And if Impact didn't let her... Impact let her slot through the fingers, she would have definitely signed with WWE.
Yes.
Meaning she was in, I believe she was in Mae Young last year,
yeah.
But what she's doing on Impact now is amazing. She's kind of heading the women's division as far as, you know, her presence, her look, her mic skills, the way she wrestles. So that's definitely going to be a good match, and I believe it is in Toronto, so,
yeah.
You know.
Do you feel like, as far as women's division, do you feel like WWE, they're thinking like, okay, wait a minute now, there's a lot of hot chicks right now. Are we trying to grab a couple of them to keep them away from other promotions? Do you feel that's going to happen at all, or is it happening right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just look at the people that we have, that we've had on the show. I mean, we have such amazing women, And I feel like that's what's happening now. How many of the women that you're seeing on the roster are actually doing things on the roster now on Raw and SmackDown? They just don't have enough time. Mm. Even on NXT, they have a whole roster there, and we only see one or two female women's matches on NXT. And then we have a whole bunch of people that are on the Performance Center now. Yeah. So, I mean, for instance, Chelsea Green comes up. They might bring Bianca Belair to the main roster, but where are they going to put her? What's the storyline going to be? Mm. We have Bayley and Sasha talking.
The weirdest, most ridiculous. It's weird.
It was very relationship-esque. I don't know. I'm just saying there's so many women. And you know my favorite, Naomi. I haven't seen her really do much recently. And I know she's been filming for Total Divas, so I know there's kind of that, but still. So, I don't know. Huge roster. There has been rumors as far as a women's show.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the fall. Like, think about, like, an all-women slate because they're kind of, like, getting that backlash from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So, like, what do you think about that, though? Literally, like, a women's, like, even if it's like a pay-per-view event. Like
a pay-per-view event would be amazing. I mean, it'll be wow. It would essentially be wow, the combination of glow on a whole nother level. Because, you know, WWE does their things. And there's amazing women in that roster. So, I think we're good to go either way.
Cool. So, Bianca Belair, she's, like, injured, but she'll miss the Mae Young Classic. But you're telling me you think it's part of the storyline? Are you pretty sure it's a part of the storyline?
Well, I heard rumor. Well, I didn't know about the Mae Young Classic one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she may be. I remember the storyline that's happening in NXT now. Mm-hmm. I heard that sometimes they film their shows in advance. So some of the shows that were filmed, she was actually on her honeymoon. So she just recently got married. Okay. I believe she got married either right before Ariel and Cedric did, or right after, somewhere around that time. So she got married around that time in NXT, I believe a week or two ago. She did a promo while she was on the ship, so kudos to you, because I wouldn't want to do nothing. So I heard that's the case for the shows for Mae Young. She might actually be injured. I mean, if you see anything that Bianca does in NXT, she's lifting girls over her head. I don't think she's over 5'6", that much.
This girl's a talent,
but she's a former CrossFitter, she's a track athlete, so she does a lot of lifting. I mean, you know.
And she can do this thing that a lot of these ladies got to learn, man. You can cut a promo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to be able to cut. Everyone like, why is Alexa Bliss over? She cuts promos, though. Like, she does. It's not just wrestling, though. Mm-hmm. Not in this gig.
Yeah.
Not in WWE. You got to be able to cut a promo. She can cut a promo.
So she's done. She did an amazing job. She, like I said, amazing track athlete. She even cut promos while she was doing CrossFit. I mean, so she has the package. But again, when you work that hard, your body's going to give out. So if she is injured, I hope it's a minor injury. But if she's not, they might be preparing for something like SummerSlam.
Yeah, because I need her. Because I needed her to be in that fatal.
Because say she doesn't do Mae Young, SummerSlam's around the corner.
Okay, her and Naomi. Those are my go tos right now.
Yeah. Man. And then, I mean, you have so many people coming up through the ranks. It's the next 3 or 4 years is definitely going to be interesting as far as women. Like, I'm glad that I love the guys. There's a lot of interviews on the guys, a lot of podcasts on the guys. But it feels like, you know, that's the old stuff.
Yeah,
like, the new stuff is for anything is women right now. So I'm definitely looking forward to all of that stuff. And I really hope that she makes it to the main roster.
And not get caught in that limbo, that WWE limbo. Where
she will get caught in the limbo. I don't know.
I'm like, damn.
It's bound to happen.
That kind of talent, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know what I mean? It's what I'm here for, cutting the news, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to Diva Dirt, man. And Square Circle Salad. Yeah. I'd be dead without y'all. Y'all got all the stuff.
And you guys pick up our interviews, too. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, definitely go on divadirt.com. I've been messing up it right now. But if you Google it, you'll find them.
Yes.
They do everything on women's wrestling interviews, stuff like that. And they also pick up our interviews, too, which is shout out to them. And then also
Square Circle Sirens.
Yes, they have some really great interviews as well. But our poll this week is, so Slammiversary is coming up. So who are you backing, Tessa Blanchard or Allie?
Hey.
It's going to be all up on social media, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that, we really, really appreciate you guys for checking out the show. We appreciate you guys on live chat. We also have one other thing to let folks know.
Man, let me do this call to action, man. Listen, for the powers that be, take me off. Listen, hey, AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. Hit that subscribe button now for our channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Shout out to Johan Pena, Dan, Bosa, the usual suspects.
Yep, Star Drew's in the chat.
Diamondbacks.
Rocky Bronx is in the chat. So thank you guys for hopping in.
Appreciate
you. Like I said, you know, well, as you guys know, if you guys don't know, I'm just multitasking, so I can't see y'all. But hit us up on the comments on YouTube for sure.
Please.
Hit us up on Twitter.
I read them all. I'm y'all up on y'all's comments.
So hit us up on all of that on Twitter, WPW Weekly, Instagram, Women's Wrestling Weekly. We just changed that, and you'll see when season two happens, because season one, we're gearing up, folks. Season one, we're good, but season two, you just don't even understand.
Yeah.
The excitement, it's going to be on point. But definitely follow us on social media, on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We don't want anything less. And we also on all those other good stuffs too, SoundCloud. Anything that you can hear us or see us, it's all there. Leave all your comments. Where can they find you, sir?
Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. Holla at your boy.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Yeah. You can also check me out on TMZ. And
she's still on TMZ, man.
Still surviving.
Every time I check on TMZ, I see her in the background or talking or something.
Well, you know,
she stay on her cell phone in the background though.
Yeah, well, you know. until they talk about wrestling. The last one I think I was talking about, they were talking about Hulk Hogan. Yeah. I had to chime in.
You were like, y'all don't. Like, nope, y'all wrong.
I'll do this.
Like, y'all wrong.
I'll do this.
Y'all dead wrong.
Yeah, I spend hours. As you guys, I send Evan and the team millions of emails every week. Other than that, we appreciate you guys, because without you guys, we wouldn't exist. Because if nobody's watching, then they'll be like, no, nobody's watching, so we can't do this. So we appreciate you guys. Make sure you tell a friend of a friend, 2 degrees of separation, all that good stuff. There are a lot of wrestling podcasts out there, but we, like I said in the beginning, are the number one women's wrestling podcast on the planet. So just let your friends know that we are here. Other than that, we will check you guys next week.
Yeah.
Ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.